The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
How's it, Terence?
Hey, Darren.
So when I heard you doing a story on the gentrification or a initiative concerning that in Durban, this is one of those areas that I'm really torn between. Obviously, yeah. I want us to have a beautiful city where we can go and live and play just carry on, you know, have a city living. But you have a whole bunch of what has been deemed as undesirables in the area as far as homeless and prostitutes are concerned.
And I think so that's the problem, yeah. You know, the label of undesirables.
Yes.
For these people. So, you know, I started this feature of where we highlight ordinary people doing extraordinary things. Mm. And so this week I meet Mark Morell. And what he's done is he's formed the One Future Foundation. Yeah, and he is tackling the problem of homelessness and prostitution, but not from eradicating it.
Yeah.
He is humanizing the problem. So they go out and they meet these people. They give them care packages, that kind of thing. Durban has a massive homeless and street sex workers problem. Yeah. And, you know, there are shelters. And they've come under fire, though, from the Itekwini municipality, Safer Cities, for being too commercialized and focusing on just collecting money. Mm. Apparently, they only allow people to stay there for the night and then they're chased away in the morning. And some shelters don't even have showers.
Yeah.
Living conditions are bad. So this means there's no human element to dealing with the homeless. And this is what Mark is changing. Mark, tell me about the One Future Foundation.
One Future Foundation is a registered NPO in Durban, and our mandate is to eradicate homelessness and prostitution in the city so we can experience incredible transformation in the city.
How did that come about?
Yes, I think it was a conviction that that we can change a city, and I believe we can do that through one conversation at a time. And but in order to do that, we realized we had to move back to Durban. We were living out in Salt Rock. And, you know, if you want to change an area, you need to be in that area so you understand what's actually going down. So we moved back to Durban, and that's sort of the crowd that we're working with at this point.
So what exactly does the foundation do?
So for us, we may want to feed the entire homeless population or the hungry population in the city, which is probably about 4,500 to 5,000 people. But it starts with making one sandwich. So right now we do have a project on the go called Project Eat, aptly named, and we feed about 200 people every Wednesday in the park behind North Beach. Mm. We have another project called City Sisters, and that's our ladies, volunteer ladies team that get together and just go out and build a relationship with the ladies of the night, on a Thursday night. And providing a meal and care packs for them, so everything from contraception to female hygiene products to chocolate, you know, something nice, some little treats, you know, just letting them know that someone's thinking about them, someone loves them, and this is not the end of their story.
What are some of the stories that you're hearing from these women? You know, why are they on the street in the first place?
The stories vary, and that's why, you know, as we've started to investigate from last year, we realize that it is one conversation at a time. You know, we can sort of generalize and almost dehumanize what's going on and say, well, they've made bad choices, they're there. Sure, some people are there from bad choices, some people are there from bad circumstances, but everyone deserves a second chance. And I think we've all made our own bad choices, and, you know, I think we all appreciate a second chance when we get them. You know, we're finding kids in dumpsters, babies abandoned in Addington Hospital. It just, the list goes on, and I mean right through to drug abuse and the rest.
So Mark, when you look at homelessness in Durban, what exactly is the situation?
Well, recently there was an article in one of the newspapers that blatantly said that being homeless was illegal, and it's one of our bylaws, and I can't work with that, and I cannot believe that we've made it illegal to be homeless. And so I just asked the city, what's the alternative? If it's illegal to be homeless, what alternative are we providing? And right now there isn't one.
Mark, does the city get a budget from the Department of Welfare or even the Department of Human Settlements to address these problems?
I don't know specifically if the city has that amount allocated to them to address the problems. I know that people are on welfare, but the welfare is not enough. So, I mean, it doesn't even meet minimum wage. So the welfare is is a form of escape. You know, if you're going through a bad time, and you can take the biggest CEOs. So as much as we dehumanize the homeless and the hungry, we can dehumanize rock stars and famous people and people of power. That they, oh, they are up there and they're down here, and they're going to be struggling with their own issues. And they'll resort to alcohol and drugs and whatever else, the same way someone homeless would. So if you've given a homeless person money, if they get their welfare check, they're going to spend it to numb the pain that they're in. We're not addressing the pain. Even if, you know, we've had issues or instances where homeless people that we know have been offered jobs. And, you know, sort of a minimum wage job, so enough for them to survive on and live on and get into a place of safety, sort of their own little place. And they can't take it because they need the money that day to pay for food that day, for the shelter that they have to pay for that day. And there's no sort of marriage in between. So our aim is to help people get through that first month period where they are employed, or help them even get the jobs.
So what are you guys doing to maybe bridge that gap?
Okay, we believe that in order to learn, so for kids and for adults that need to be upskilled, so in order to learn, you can't be hungry. So we need to meet the primary needs of people. That is A, to be fed, B, a place to stay that's safe, where they feel secure, and C, they need to get cleaned up. So get showered, get clean clothes on, and we need to restore dignity to people. Even what we are doing, handing out food in a park, even though it's a start, I don't believe it restores dignity to people. I believe conversation and real care through conversation and actions is what restores dignity to people. Mm. And that's what people need to feel.
So as far as One Future Foundation goes, what is your end game?
That's a good question. I honestly believe that NPO shouldn't exist. And I'd love to get to a point where we go, great, it's all sorted, we can go. Unfortunately, I don't believe that will happen in my lifetime. Maybe in my kids. I think Durban will happen in my lifetime for sure. But our aim is to move beyond Durban and look into Joburg and Cape Town and Bloemfontein and PE, and where there's a need, fill the need. And that's where we want to go. So our aim goes beyond looking at homelessness and prostitution. That's one point and it's a starting point. But it's about creating productive entrepreneurs, teaching people to get a job, but more importantly, how to keep that job. We're very passionate about agriculture in the city and rooftop gardens. We believe that you should be able to walk down the street and just pick a fruit off the vertical garden walls. And I honestly believe we can do that.
Darren, Gary and Sky, East Coast Breakfast.